Here's a timely quote for you. Many people look forward to the new year for a new start on old habits. They say they are planning new habits for the new year, better habits. But truth be told, it is the same old habits in new attire, of course. Now, most of us in here have experienced many, many new years. Were you glad to see the old ones go and the new ones come? Or was it just simply like the next one and the last one and you're just doing the same old things, chug, chug, chugging along? The truth is, sometimes we dread the coming of the new year because we're so discouraged by the negative things that are happening in the world around us that we find it difficult to find anything positive to look forward to. And we cannot help but ask ourselves, what is this world coming to? We don't anticipate anything good, just more of the bad. We can't think of anything to celebrate anymore. What in the world is going to happen in 2019? Well, you may not know this about me, but I'm a prophet. And I'm now going to give you some predictions about what the world is coming to in this coming new year. And furthermore, I guarantee these predictions. Here is prediction number one. The Bible will still have all the answers. You will not find them at Fox or CNN or NBC. You will not find them in the Washington Post or the Baltimore Sun. You will find the answers in the 66 books that have been compiled into a library of one volume that we call the Bible, the living Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the Word of the Lord is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit and joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart." The more you know of His Word, the more you will know what this world is coming to. Here's prediction number two. Prayer will still be the most powerful thing on earth. North Korea's missiles? America's military? Wimps. Your bank account will be empty compared to the fullness and the power of prayer. It's the strongest weapon that there is, and it is the greatest sustainer of peace. This is Psalm 17:6. "I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer." The more you pray, the more you will know what this world is coming to. Prediction number three. The Holy Spirit will still be on the move. I'm reading from John 3:8. "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." The wind of God's Spirit is blowing everywhere, all the time. But we sometimes fail to realize it. The Holy Spirit is in the headlines, but we often fail to realize it. The Holy Spirit is the best news anchor in the world. He has all the answers all the time. John 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. And will remind you of everything I have said to you." Follow the wind, brothers and sisters. Follow the wind wherever the wind of God's Holy Spirit blows upon you. And you will then glimpse what this world is coming to. Here's my prediction number four for our new year. God will still honor the praises of His people. God does not need for us to praise Him. We need to praise God. And when we do, God responds to our praise. When we praise God, it takes the focus off of us and it puts the focus on Him where it belongs. When we praise God, it puts us in a place of humility and it puts us right where we belong. And when we praise God, it makes the devil flee, and we desperately need for the devil to flee. Come on, people. We need the devil to flee. So praise God. And when we praise God, there's no room for negativity. There's no room for complaining. Oh, in the old people's world, there's lots of complaining and there's lots of negativity. And I'll let you know about it when I get there. But I tell you what, when you praise God, there's no room for any of that stuff. I need to hear that because I find it far too easy to judge and I find it far too easy to complain. I need to praise Him more. If you want to see miracles, then praise God the way Paul and Silas did in the dungeon. Psalm 156, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When we do, that will change what this world is coming to. I've given you four predictions for the new year. Here's number five. His word will still be preached around the world. There are millions and millions of attempts to silence those of us who wish to hold forth the word of God. There are millions and millions of distractions in this world trying to get your ears and your hearts instead of your placing your focus on His Word. Regardless of that, His Word cannot be silenced. His Word will not be silenced. Psalm 119:105, Your Word is a lamp unto my feet, O Lord, and a light for my path. So watch out, world. What you throw at us this coming year, no matter what it is, God's word will still live on. Here's prediction number six. There will still be singing to the Lord. Some people like to criticize us Protestants for our three sacraments, Holy Communion, baptism, and singing. Well, people, you'll just have to deal with it because we are going to sing. Even though we do not elevate singing to the level of a sacrament, we do know that God responds to the music of God's, of His worshipers when they lift Him to Him in song. Their praise, their fears, their adorations, their convictions. He invites us to sing. He commands that we sing. So we will sing. In fact, you need to know this. The day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess and everything in nature will sing forth to Almighty God. You can count on it. Judges 5, verse 3. Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Are you tired of my predictions yet? I hope not, because I have a few more. Here's number seven. God will still pour out His blessings on His people. Malachi 3:10. God said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I'll bet you didn't think I could turn this into a stewardship sermon, did you? It's been a while since we've had one of those. So listen carefully. I predict in this new year that God's people who love Him and who want to honor Him will continue to give and give and give. And that God will continue to give back and give back and give back. And He will continue to do that until the day we die. God is going to continue to throw open the floodgates and pour out His blessings on His people. That is His promise. Don't miss it. The offering plates will be coming around shortly. My eighth prediction for the new year is this. Jesus will continue to save people from eternal damnation. There will be those who will forget about Him. There will be those who will seek treasures here on earth to the exclusion of treasures in heaven. There will be those who will refuse to go to church this year, but none of that will ever stop the saving grace of God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. John 12:27, Jesus made it very clear when He said this, I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. Well, Lord, there are a lot of people here who still have tickets to hell. We know that Your desire is that none of them will perish. So, Lord, show us what we have to do to help You. Change this world. Help us, Lord, change what this world is coming to. That was number 8. Yes, I have a number 9 and a number 10. Here's number 9. In this new year, Jesus will still love you. Even if you don't do anything at all to help Him heal this world, He will still love you. Even if you do not share the gospel with any other person this new year, He will still love you. You are the most important person in the world to Him. Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe, that in Thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Here's number 10. My final prediction for the new year. There will still be room at the cross. Even though there are millions and millions of saints and angels gathered around His throne right now, singing His praises and bowing before Him and worshiping Him, there is still room at His feet. If you die in this new year, you can be sure that there is still room for you. Your name is in the book of life. You have a reservation in heaven. In fact, you have a mansion in heaven. And some of you have loved ones who are already there, and they're cleaning and polishing that mansion, and they just can't wait for you to come join them. So I predict that some people are going to change their address in 2019. They're going to move on up. They're going to move into a better place. And some of them may be in this room right now. In fact, all of us may be changing our address before this year is over. None of us knows. Are you ready? I know that most of you are. Some of you are actually eager. I know that too. I imagine that some of you may be a little afraid of that subject. That's natural. John 14:1, I do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Signed, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love Him. What is this world coming to? I'll tell you, it's coming to a new world. 2 Peter 3:13. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So don't just keep chugging along, folks. Live in expectation of a new heaven and a new earth in this new year. And here's something to celebrate that caps all of it. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is steady. He is reliable. He is unchanging, an unchanging rock on whom you can build all of your new years, no matter what may come. Ephesians 4:22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now that's the way to welcome in 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to step into the future knowing that You are already there. Help us to live, Lord, a life of trust and faith in You, knowing that You have each and every one of us in the palm of Your hand. Hallelujah. We celebrate and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.